Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. You could maybe argue that Oregon and Indiana have the biggest game this weekend. I'm arguing it's Mizzou and Alabama. Gabe, how you doing, man?
Not bad. What's going on, Kerry?
Doing good, man. Happy to have you on the show today. You certainly have a better frame of reference than I do when it comes to this. I think this is the biggest Mizzou home game since they beat Texas A&M in Johnny Manziel's last game. Is there a game more recent than that I'm missing?
I mean, 2014, the next year against Arkansas to win the SEC East, there was so much at stake there. I mean, you had to win that game and you're in the conference title game. So I think that's bigger. You could argue maybe LSU in 2023, defending national champs and all that. But this is in the conversation.
Yeah, it just feels like a really, really important game. And I think this just feels to me about one of those like changing perceptions games. I think the perception is that Missouri just doesn't have a lot of these kinds of wins. The perception around Alabama has really changed in the last couple of weeks. That happens when you go on the road and beat Georgia and you beat Vanderbilt. This is kind of the last in that swing for them. And at least Mizzou, I think in the SEC and certainly under Eli Drinkwitz, they just don't have a lot of these wins under their resume.
Yeah, I mean, nobody does, though. I mean, Alabama and Georgia don't lose many games. LSU doesn't lose many games. So you're right. Missouri, you know, this is kind of that final frontier for Eli Drinkwitz is, okay, he has raised Missouri's. This is very much what Gary Pinkel did. He raised Missouri's profile in the Big 12 where once you got past Oklahoma and Texas, I mean, Missouri was in the conversation for that next best team. And then what Gary, he finally in 2010 broke through and beat Oklahoma, you know, but again, like we heard this for years about Gary Pinkel at Missouri. And the truth was, yeah, those teams don't lose very many games. So Drink has this program, I think in the conversation of like, look, this is nobody's saying this is yet an elite program, but they're kind of in that next tier. And these are the kind of games that if you win them can get you into the elite tier.
Right now, we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com, getting you ready for Mizzou and Alabama on Saturday morning. Gabe, when you watched Alabama, what stands out to you?
They're good. I mean, they can throw the football as well as anybody in the country. Ty Simpson and his receivers, I think a lot of weapons there. But I just keep coming back to with this Alabama team, like, they could win the national title. They could be the best team in the country. But they don't have that, well, nobody can possibly beat them feeling, you know, and it's not just because Florida State beat them, but it's the top of the sport has come back closer to everybody else so that I don't think, you know, there was a time when Alabama got off the bus and you were basically down 2 touchdowns.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just the fear factor. And I don't think that fear factor is there anymore.
Yeah, I think at least for me, the big reason that that is I thought that Alabama just had such a significant advantage against teams on both the offensive and defensive line. Like if you look at the last 10, 15 years, how many guys in the NFL played on that D line and they just had three or four future NFL players on the offensive line. They don't seem nearly as dominant up front. And that's where, at least in this matchup, I feel like Missouri has a chance because we know this Missouri team is going to run the football. They're going to stay committed to it and they might have the best running back in college football.
Yeah, I mean, if Missouri's going to win this game, I think that's where they're going to win it. Not only, you know, up front on offense, but up front on defense. Because if this becomes a game where Missouri sits back and lets Ty Simpson, like, if this becomes Missouri's defensive backs against Alabama's wide receivers, Missouri's going to lose that game every single time. They need to get pressure with this defensive line that, you know, Damon Wilson and Zion Young are among the national leaders in pressure rate. I think Chris McClellan inside is a really underrated guy who's had a good season. So it seems weird to say, but if Missouri's going to win it, I think the biggest difference will be up front on both sides of the ball.
I love having the Heisman conversations, and it certainly makes sense. I understand the sport that the quarterbacks right now are getting a lot of love in that Heisman conversation. If Ahmad Hardy has the game that he had against Kansas, the game that he had against South Carolina, if he can replicate that against Alabama, he is going to be on a lot of nationals people radar and really put himself in the Heisman favorite conversation.
I mean, he's already, I think, on that radar. But, like, look, the Heisman is going to be – if you're in the playoff, you have a chance to win the Heisman. If you aren't, you probably don't. Now, there are exceptions, Travis Hunter, but, like, I don't think Ahmad Hardy's going to suddenly start playing outside linebacker. So for the most part, I mean, it's the Heisman has become, let's pick an offensive player, preferably the quarterback on one of the best teams in the country. And yeah, I guess if he has a good game and they win tomorrow, Ahmad Hardy fits that bill.
Right now, we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of Power Mizzou here for a couple more minutes. Gabe, who do you think the X factor for Missouri is in pulling off the slight upset?
Yeah. Offensively, I would go with Brett Norfleet, just a guy that kind of can help you move the chains in the passing game. He's had a good year. You know, is this kind of a coming out party for him on a bigger stage? Defensively, I don't really know that there is an X factor because, like I said, I think the biggest factor in this game is you have to pressure Ty Simpson. So, I don't know, pick a guy that manages to get in the backfield a lot, and that's who I'd pick. If you really want the X factor, though, it's what if this game comes down to a kick?
Yeah, that's a big question there. How confident are you in Missouri if this does come down to a 42-yard field goal to win it?
About 50-50. And that will be true if it's a 32-yard field goal or a 52-yard field. I mean, I have no idea. Every kick is going to be a little bit of an adventure. I would say that I don't think that would be Eli Drinkwitz's game of choice, is to have it come down to a 42-yard field goal. Or if it comes down to a 42-yard field goal, I think he might prefer the other team is kicking it.
last couple of questions here, Gabe. Let's just start with this. I think you always just want to be in a position where you got a shot to make the college football playoff. There's no question that Missouri has a shot. I mean, if you're looking at their schedule right now, you have Alabama on the road against Auburn, on the road against Vanderbilt, A&M. I guess you could throw that Mississippi State game in there. They're a little better than people thought, but that's a game you should win at home. And then on the road against Oklahoma. So if you're looking at those five, I'm guessing Missouri probably has to go 3-2 at a minimum to put themselves in the playoff conversation at the end of the year.
I mean, depending on what happens tomorrow, yeah. If they lose Saturday, then they've got to go 5-1 in the last six. They've got to be 10-2, you know. And then I think that will, in most scenarios, be good enough. If you go 10-2 in the SEC, I think you are give yourself an excellent shot to get in, and that's why Saturday is big, because it's the difference between having to finish 4-2 and having to finish 5-1.
What are you hearing about Eli Drinkwitz in Florida? I feel like that's like the hot rumor right now in college football. I think we all know that they're probably going to let go of their coach at the end of the year. Drinkwitz would just make a lot of sense. What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, I mean, this time last year, everybody had Billy Napier fired, and he didn't get fired. He's just coming off a win over Texas, so we'll see. If they make that move, yeah, I assume Eli will get a call. I would be surprised if he didn't. You know, I think he will be one of the hotter names in the country for big-time programs looking to make a hire. I would also argue, and I did in a column yesterday, like, he has everything he needs here. I'm not sure Florida is a better job than Missouri, to be quite honest with you. So we'll see. Ultimately, it would come down to his opinion and how he feels about things, and I certainly don't know that. But I also think, hey, you got seven games left that could get you a season that you haven't seen around here, so I'll worry about the other stuff if it happens.
Gabe, have you made your official prediction yet? If you have, I missed it. Have you picked a winner yet?
No, I mean, I don't know. I do enough interviews that I pick a winner nine different times during the week. Look, I'm leaning toward picking Missouri. I haven't picked a final score yet. This just kind of feels like it's time to break through this imaginary frontier here. And, you know, it reminds me of Oklahoma week in 2010.
That is Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com joining us on the show today. I saw this stat, Gabe. It's the first top 15 matchup in Columbia since the 70s. I know the BCS ranking, but it's been a long time since there's been a big home game of this magnitude in Columbia. Always appreciate your time, Gabe. Thanks for popping on today.
All right, have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.